everybody. I'm so glad you're here. Happy Wednesday. Happy Scoping Out Day. We have a great topic today. We're talking about rewards and the secret to getting what you really want. But first, let me introduce myself. My name is Tiffany Hammond. Tiffany, just like Tiffany with an R. And I am a certified professional life coach. You can learn more about me at tiffanyhammond.com. I help strong, powerful women with all the trappings of success add the peace and happiness piece. And the reason I do these particular scopes is I've gotten so much feedback from people saying, you know, sometimes I don't even see my own issues, Tiffany, until you're talking about yours. And then I go, oh my gosh, that's me too. So this is a really non-threatening way to do some of that personal inner work, sort of vicariously through my own personal story. So I'm so glad you're here and you're taking this leap of faith with me as we move forward to do our own best work in this grand, wonderful, beautiful world that we live in. Today, as I said, we're talking about rewards, the secret to getting what you really want. What does that really mean? There's the things that we want in our physical world, right? We want safety, we want security, we want money, we want love, we want all of those things, right? But did you know that there have been scientific studies done on the brain that says we're actually happiest when we are right on the cusp, but can't quite solve, but can sort of taste the solution to a problem? Our brains light up in our happiness areas bigger, brighter. Our whole brain comes and works in concert with our cells and our bodies and our memories and everything when we're right on that cusp of a challenge, not ease, not contentment. A challenge. Which begs the question, why is it then, if we are at our absolute happiest when we're really totally challenging ourselves and we can't quite figure it out, it's actually taken a long time to get to the point where we could sort of taste that answer. If we're happiest then, why do we settle so easily into complacency? Right? Why do we do that to ourselves? We have confused contentment with happiness. We have confused ease with happiness. When the truth of the matter is, while ease and contentment are wonderful things, they're very, very different from happy. They're very, very different from the things that we need in our life to light us up and move us forward. So I'm here to propose three ideas to help you really, really, really get what you want. If your brain really wants happiness, you can guess what the first thing is. We're going to challenge ourselves, right? Choose a challenge before life challenges you. Look, if your subconscious is constantly out there looking for a really cool problem to solve and it's going to be happiest when it's on the cusp of solving it, what do you think you're going to be bringing into your life subconsciously? So if you don't consciously choose challenge, if you don't consciously push yourself, your subconscious is going to bring in some other challenges that aren't so comfortable, that you didn't see coming, that maybe you didn't really want, right? So the first thing I'm going to encourage you to do is take risks before you feel ready taking risks. Look, we all have a purpose to do in this world. We all have big things to do in this world. We all have something in us, even if we haven't discovered it, or even if we discovered it once and now it sort of has gone to sleep. It's dormant in us. It's latent within us, right? We all have a bigger purpose for being here. And it's not something that most of us know at birth. It's something that we grow into. It's something that we progress into. It's something that we slowly but surely, by these tiny little steps, go, are you sure? Remember that hero's journey? Remember the very first thing the hero says when he's called to be the hero? Not me. You got the wrong guy. Not me, right? So we're constantly like pushed and nudged and we go, oh, are you sure? I don't know. Really? That thing? That's the thing? Seriously? Right? So when we choose challenges, whether they make sense or not, and that's going to bring me to point two, but when we choose challenges consciously, then we're meeting that subconscious need that's asking for a problem to solve, that's asking for something that's going to grow us into the reason that we're here, grow us into, evolve us into, right? Allow for this evolution and create the space for that by choosing risk before you feel ready. Sort of a controlled chaos thing, right? Okay, so that's point one. Point two is, you don't need to know why you're taking the step you're taking. If you feel called to take a little challenge and it doesn't make sense, you don't know for sure, well, why would I do that? That's not going to make me money. Why would I do that? I've never been interested in that before. Why would I do that? Who else? Why would I learn Mandarin? Nobody I know speaks Mandarin, right? Whatever that thing is that you're like, this is the thing that I can't get off my mind. Whatever that is, don't wait until it makes sense to take that step. Because I'm going to tell you something, from your conscious mind, it's not going to make sense anyway. And don't try to follow it all the way through to the end and see the end game of that step in order to make sense of it, to try to take that step. Because what is going to happen is, first of all, we don't know the future. Second of all, how many things have we done in our lives where we go, that shouldn't have worked that way, but it did. Everything in my research said that wouldn't happen, but it did. I used to work in computers. I had that stuff happen all the time. This shouldn't happen. This doesn't make any sense. It's not programmed this way. The hardware is not designed this way. And yet this thing happens, right? You don't know. So stop pretending like you do know and take that step. I always tell people, take a step, any step, any step, and trust it. And when you trust it, you go in with this open-mindedness and this open-heartedness that really allows you that space to let something happen, to let your purpose reveal itself, to let whatever is next, that whatever that thing is that your subconscious really, really wants to be happy, lets it come to the surface, lets it rise up. So stop thinking you know everything and just take that step, any step. And the third idea to getting what you really, really want is allow for progress, not perfection. I have seen so many really great dreams stop almost as soon as they're started, simply because people either get caught up in that end game, oh, this is never going to work, right? Borrows trouble from the future, like we just talked about, or they're so interested in making it absolutely perfect, anticipating what their consumer's going to need, what their people, the nonprofit's going to need, what all of these things are going to need before they grow into it and evolve into it, that they stop because they just can't get it right. So what's the point? Or somebody else is out there doing it and they've already been doing it and they're doing it better. So what's the point? Progress, not perfection. There isn't a single empire ever built that didn't start out as absolutely nothing first. There's a term out right now in sort of the growth hacking world or the lean startup world, if you will, called rapid prototyping. And the idea is you get the minimum viable product out as soon as possible so that it can receive criticism. Not because it's exactly what your consumers need, not because it's exactly what your client has asked for. A lot of times they don't even know what they're asking for. But you give them something and you say, how does this work? And you give them something and they get to come back and say, you know, I like the idea, but this was uncomfortable. Or I like the idea, but I couldn't understand the interface. Or whatever the thing is, allow for that criticism. Embrace that criticism. You guys, this is the whole reason why I created my program, Fail to Win. You've got to be willing to fail to win. You have to be. And then I changed the meaning of fail. I said it is for all is love because it all serves you. It all opens up this path for your grace and your purpose, for you, for who you really are, to come and shine through this existence that you have in life and really turn it into a life worth living, right? All of these tools, we must come to a place where we are willing to embrace the risk, as I said in that first point, and embrace the criticism. Embrace the possibility that it's not going to be perfect ever. And perfection isn't even the point. A perfect product isn't even the point. The point is to solve a problem. The point is to allow for growth in yourself and your clientele and in the community that's building these things together, right? The point is bigger than the product. The point is bigger than you. And yet it encapsulates the product. It encapsulates you. It encapsulates your client. It's all of these things and it's the individual things. And when you can broaden your scope and you can understand that the point of creation, the point of putting yourself out there isn't to never be criticized, isn't to reach that place of comfort and contentment, because that's not really what makes you happy anyway. The point is to continue to grow. The point is to help others to grow in whatever way You know, even an electrician is helping somebody grow. They're growing the capabilities of their home. They're growing their sense of safety. I don't care what your trade is. I don't care what you do. I don't care who you are. What you feel called to do in this world contributes in ways you cannot even understand. So the more you take risks in that direction, the more you push yourself in those directions, not only are you creating a level of self-efficacy in yourself that says, I can overcome, I can take criticism, I can do these things, right? Now you're starting to feel happy. Ah, look at that. I'm feeling a little fulfilled. Ah, look at that. Another challenge that I overcame, right? Your happiness begins to climb. Not because what you did was perfect, not because what you did came without criticism, not because there was anything in there that said, oh, here's comfort, dial it in and never change it, right? But because you continue to take risks, because you continue to put yourself out there, because you begin to redefine and continue to redefine what failure and risk and pain means to you. And let me tell you, if you are struggling with this, you know, this, I'm going to just, this, come to Fail to Win. The next class is in September. Sign up, grab your class now or your seat now for that class. If you struggle with this, if you're sitting there and you're listening to this going, yeah, but, what are people going to think? Yeah, but I could look like a failure. Yeah, but who gives up a cushy job? Yeah, but you need to be in my class. If your head is filled with yeah, buts, every time I talk about following passion, every time I talk about what's really, really going to make you happy, if your head goes yeah, but, you need to be in my class. Go to TriffanyHammond.com/FTW for the win, as the internet likes to call it, fail to win, as I like to call it, and sign up for All Is Love to Win. Okay, grab your seat. So I got one more thing before we go. I'm going to give you a calendar of events. You ready to go take risks? Are you? I hope so. Okay. So today, office hours for conscious transitions. If you are in the throes of a major loss, divorce, retirement, empty nest, whatever this transition is, it's an opportunity for reinvention. Come to my course, Conscious Transitions. If you're already a member, office hours is Wednesdays, or first and third Wednesdays at 11 a.m. Today is the third Wednesday, so come on in. And then next week on Wednesday is this at 8:30, Scoping Out on Wednesdays. Make sure you're here. Put it on your calendar. And group coaching at 11 a.m. next Wednesday. If you're a member, if you're not a member, come be a member and we'll do some group coaching and work through some of the shit that comes up when you push yourself and do what I said to do in this course, right? So make sure you've got all of those things on your calendar. And before I go, you've heard me say this so many times, but I cannot tell you how important it is. It's vastly important. So just like I said, our subconscious is constantly looking for that problem to solve. Even our conscious mind is wired with that negativity bias, right? So it's always going to look to why things aren't working. It's always going to look toward why you shouldn't be doing this. And you can't help it. It's just the way you're naturally wired. The good news is you can rewire it. And the way that you rewire it is you look to what's working. So every time you hiccup, and it works out okay, make a mental note, better note, better yet, write it down. Every time that you've relied on your critical thinking skills and they've really served you, and like, well, actually, that was a win for me, write it down. Keep track of it. You must start watching your wins to change your story. That level of self-efficacy. Efficacy is that thing that happens when you just know you're not afraid anymore because you know whatever challenge is going to come your way, you can handle it. That is built and developed. There's no magic wand that just imbues you with that. Okay? So it is developed through conscious attention to all of the ways that you actually are pretty badass already. So, finding proof and rewiring that bias so that you can start to go, yeah, it's painful. Yeah, this sucks. I don't like it when I get a hater online. That's not fun for me. And I get to choose how it affects me because I chose it last time. Because I did that last time. And now, oh, look, I just did it again. So that goes on my body of proof, right? Keep track of what you're doing well. Keep track of the resources you already have available to you. Keep track of what you have overcome and how you've overcome it so that you can start to turn your attention to those things that actually serve you every single day. And the more you pay attention to that, the more you'll realize, actually, I am already badass. Actually, I'm already doing a lot of these things that I thought I sucked at, or that I thought I didn't do enough of. And the more you see that, then you're motivated rather than depleted with from the criticism. You're motivated to keep serving yourself. And the more you serve yourself in these ways, in these deep fundamental ways, the more you can serve others. The more they're served, even just by watching your process. So make sure that you're taking risks before you feel ready to take risks. Make sure that you're not borrowing trouble from the end. You really don't know how things are going to turn out, and it doesn't really matter. Take that step, any step, and make sure it's progress, not perfection. And along all of that pathway, along all of that journey, keep track of your awesomeness. Keep track of how you're badass. Keep track of all the things that are working for you in yourself, in others, in your community, in your circumstances. You have a lot more wins day by day. You're alive. That means you have a lot more wins day by day than you're even keeping track of. So turn your attention to those wins, and you'll watch drastic, wonderful, beautiful things happen in your life. You can't help but be happy. Secret to happiness. Ta-da! Just like that. How about that, huh? Pretty good. So go out there, let me know how it goes. Give me comments, suggestions, questions. Make sure you're subscribing. If you're watching this on the video, subscribe to the YouTube channel. You can come to my blog at triphanyhammond.com/blog. That was pretty easy, right? And I'll see you next time here on Scoping Out. Bye-bye, everybody. Go out there and be happy.